Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we adore you. We bless you as King. We bless you as Lord. You are Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy great and holy name. No God great like you, Jehovah. No God great is you. You are the Almighty Father. You are the Almighty King. We call upon you this morning, O God. You are mighty. You are holy. You are righteous in all your ways. We give you honor. We give you praise. We give you thanks, O God. Your name is wonderful. Your name is Counselor. What a great God you are. Hallelujah, Jesus, you said in your word, a good old age, hallelujah, full of days, riches and honor. In the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning, Lord God. Oh, Father God, Leviticus 19:32, thou shalt rise up before the hoary head and honor the face of the old man and fear thy God. I am the Lord. So, Father, we thank you that you are, hallelujah, causing us to fear you, reverence you like never before. We are thanking you, God. We are praising you this morning. We are giving you glory and thanksgiving for who you are. We call upon your mighty name this morning because you are great creator. You are the Holy One. You are the one true and living Father. You are the weakest in the name of Jesus. No God great like you, Jehovah. No God great like you. You are Almighty God. And Father, this morning, as we come dressed right, oh God, as soldiers in your army, we come to repent, to ask forgiveness, Father God, for every way we're out of alignment with you. Oh, Father God, we come to align with your perfect will. In the name of Jesus, Father, we say, oh God, all souls belong to you, Lord God. Lord, you are the shepherd and the bishop of our souls. In the name of Jesus, you are the one who watch over our souls and keep our souls. Oh, God, we receive with meekness the engrafted word that is able to save our souls. In the name of Jesus, in patience we possess our souls. We bind and tear off every veil used to hunt souls and make them fly. In Jesus' name, we command the souls that are hunted by the enemy to be let go. In Jesus' name, we relieve the souls from divination and witchcraft. In Jesus' name, return, O Lord, and deliver our souls. In the name of Jesus, let not the enemy persecute our souls. Lord, restore our souls, keep our souls, deliver us, put to shame those who seek after our souls. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just thank you today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, rescue our souls from destruction. Let those who seek after our souls be ashamed and confounded. Deliver us from all oppressors who seek after our souls. Lord, you have delivered our souls from death and our feet from falling. Preserve our soul, for we are holy. We rejoice in you, O God. Lift up our souls unto you in Jesus' name. O Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you comfort and your comforts delight our souls. In the name of Jesus, we break the power of all negative words spoken against our soul. Return unto your rest, O my soul. My soul shall live and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. Strengthen us with strength in our souls, O God. Destroy all who afflict our soul. Let your fear come upon every soul in every city, O God. We will prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you this morning for what you're doing. Saturate our souls with fatness, O God. Our souls will be joyful in you, O Lord. You have covered us with the garment of salvation and the robe of righteousness. We break all ungodly soul ties and pray for godly soul ties that will bring blessings into our lives. We loose our souls from any oaths, inner vows, and curses that would bind it in the name of Jesus. We praise you this morning. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for Senior Citizens Day on Bible Storyland. We are calling upon your mighty name. We are calling on you today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, We are calling upon you. You are holy and you are righteous. You are Lord and you are God. You are a shepherd and we shall not want, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you today for what you're doing on Bible Story Land. We lift up every senior citizen throughout our nation, every senior citizen in every continent, Lord God. And we ask, Lord God, for salvation for those who are not saved senior citizens, oh God. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, those that are saved already to draw us closer to you, just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is our plea. We are calling on your mighty name, your holy name. We are reverencing you. We are bowing down before you, oh God. We exalt you. Oh, be exalted. Be exalted in the heavens. Be exalted in the earth. We exalt you. You are King and you are Lord. You are Savior and you are Friend. So, Father, as we go forth today on Bible Story Land Senior Citizens Day, oh God, we honor you. We honor your presence. You are everlasting, God. You are eternal in the heavens. You are eternal for always, 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 forever. Oh, we just thank you right now. We praise you, Lord God. Oh, we thank you that you are a living God, a true God. That we thank you, oh God, that, oh, hallelujah, that we can call on your name, oh God, and you are so great. Even before we call your name, you already answered. You already heard. What a great God you are. We are privileged, oh God, to be able to call upon your name. But we are even more privileged, Lord God, that you hear and you do answer when we call you. Hallelujah, Jesus, and you're right on time. Oh God, you never leave us. You never forsake us. You are right there. And Lord, when we can't carry ourselves, you carry us. Oh, God, you are our strength. You are the rock that we need. You are our salvation. You are the God that we need. You are the one true and living God that we could call on morning, noon, and night. I thank you, Lord God, that you are not human, but that you are the everlasting Father. You are, hallelujah, you are eternal in the heavens. You are eternal in the earth. You are almighty. You are omnipotent. Almighty, you are omnipresent. You are here, you are there. You are in every place. No place that you are not. So we honor your presence in Jesus' name. Well, good morning. Today is Senior Citizens Day on Bible Storyland. We have Karen Itell with us from Houston, Texas, and she's going to play a praise song this morning. What are you going to play, Karen?
Just as I am.
Just as I am. Hallelujah. Go right ahead.
Thank you.
just as I am. Don't you know the Lord loves us just as we are? But he's God, and he's not going to leave us just as we are. He's going to do some transformation when we surrender to him. Yeah, he's a God that transforms us. He molds us and shapes us, not to our image, but to his image. What a great God he is, just as I am. And you know what? The Lord is our shepherd. Yeah, he didn't put us down here to lead us. He leads us in the paths of righteousness. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. I'm sorry, were you talking to me? Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. That's our testimony. Yeah, we don't want to live a life of vain down here. Yeah, you know, we want to live a life that is worthy to stand before Lord God Almighty and hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. So he's a good God. You know, today is Senior Citizens Day on Bible Storyland. We are honoring the old age people. Yes, God has made promises to the old age people. Psalm 71:18. Now also when I am old and gray, O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto the generation and thy power to everyone to come. God has given us many promises and many blessings as aged men and women of God. So I thank the Lord for what he does. Leviticus 19, honor and respect. That's what he gives to the aged people. Thou shalt rise up before the hoary head and honor the face of the old man and fear thy God. I am the Lord. Isn't that awesome? 1 Chronicles 29:28, a good old age, full of days, riches and honor. Wisdom, he even give us wisdom. Job 12:12, with the ancient is wisdom, and in length of days, understanding. You know, we were a child, we thought like children. But now that we are older, we don't even think the same. You know, we know the saying that says, if I knew now, then what I know now, I would have been better off. But guess what? You knew what you were supposed to know then, and you know what you're supposed to know now, if you be found in the way of holiness. Strength. God said he give us strength. 1 Samuel 46:4, and even to your old age I am he, and even to the hoary hairs will I carry you, even I will carry you and deliver you. Strength comes from God. Cast me not, Psalm 71:9, cast me not off in the time of old age. Do not forsake us. Yeah, forsake us not, O God. And, you know, some of us are privileged to have grandchildren. What a blessing. Our seed, when God give us seed, they are gifts. And when he give our seed, they are gifts and blessings. Grandchildren, Proverbs 17:6. Children's children are the crown of the old age. Children's children, crown to the old age. He give us long life. You know what? God is so awesome. He has everything all planned out with us in mind. Now, you know, he could have created the world and just left human beings out, because he's so great and so mighty. He included us, and he gives us longevity. Genesis 6:3, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. Hallelujah. Psalms 10:10. The days of our years are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. What a great God we have. You know that song, I'll fly away, I'll fly away. Someday we're going to fly away from here. This is not our home. We're just passing through. Proverbs 16:31 says, the silver-headed, haired head is a crown of glory, if it be found in the way of righteousness. You ever seen some older people, and they, you know, they don't even know God. They still in the world. They still out there doing things that God didn't call them to do. They don't even know or call on his name. They lost. You seen them? Some of them got gray hair. They out there lost in the world. But I don't know about you, but I want to, you know, we all have eternal life. But eternal life comes from God. And when I have eternal life, I don't want to spend it down. I want to go up to the third heaven with the Father. Life eternal. We want eternal life with God. God created us and he gives us eternal life. 1 John 5:11. And this is the record that God has given us eternal life. And this life is in his Son, Jesus. He that hath the Son has life, and he that has not the Son hath not life. We dead if you don't have the Son. You dead if you don't have eternal life. And everybody's going to live. Every soul shall live. But where are you going to live? You could choose. That's the good thing about it. God gave us a choice. He said, okay, you can love me with all your heart, soul, and strength, as your neighbor, as yourself, or you can love the D-E-V-I-L. You can love the devil if you want it, his thing, his way. But that leads to death and destruction. You know, the word of God says, death is not final. Death is not the end. Daniel 12:2. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. They're going to be saying, God's going to say, get away from me. I don't know you. Who are you? I don't even know you. Lord, remember when I prayed in your name? Lord, remember when I did this in your name? He said, I don't know you. Get away from me. So we got to check the word. We got to check the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E, to see if our name be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. He showed us. Revelation 20:15. And whosoever was not found written in the Book of Life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation 21:8. But the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So, you know, there are two deaths. We're going to die, but like Daniel said, we're going to rise again, and we're going to stand before the Lord. We want our names written in the Book of Life, in the Lamb's Book of Life. Wow. On us, if we have not obeyed God, his word is true. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be cast into the lake of fire for all of those abominations, for all those sins against God. We will be cast into the lake of fire if we don't repent and turn to God. Now, repentance means a change of heart, a turnaround. We can't just say, Lord, forgive me, I sin. Lord, forgive me for this and forgive me for that, and then stay the same. You got a purpose in your heart to follow the Lord. You got a purpose in your heart to do what God wants you to do. You got a purpose in your heart to follow after the Lord. He has the plan already made. What are you going to do? Who you gonna follow? We have choices. Evil communications corrupt good morals. Who you going to listen to? The evil one who says you could do whatever you want to do. You don't have to do what the Lord said. That's how he fooled Eve. That's how he fooled Adam. So, you know, we can't rebel against God. We got to be obedient. Disobedience is not a part of the Christian walk. Those who rebel, some people rebel, they're sitting right on the church pew. Every Sunday, they go there. But trust me, been there, done that, sitting on the church pew, rebelling against God, doing what he told me not to do, in the habit of religious. He don't want religion. I went to church because they told me I was supposed to go. They say don't forsake the assembly. So I was going, but I was in sin. Sin was covering me. So one day I had to make a decision and decide, purpose in my heart, to follow after God and to stay on the path. I ain't want to be wallowing in the mud no more. I say, you know what? This is not for me. My father is king. He owned the cattle on 10,000 hills, and the whole earth belonged to him. I started getting wisdom. I say, wait a minute now. Look here. I've been following the devil too long, sitting right here on the church pew. Let me get up and go to my father's house and stop playing church. We got to repent, turn from our wicked ways, and follow after God. We got to follow him. Philippians 2:12. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, not just when he look at, he looking all the time now. You know, it's just you think he not around. Not only in my presence, but much more in my absence. This is Paul talking to the Philippian church. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. I don't know about you, but I'm trying to work out my own soul salvation every day with fear and trembling, with reverence before the Lord. I ain't got time to play. I have more days behind me than ahead of me. Senior citizens, we got more days behind us than ahead of us. So let's go to the Lord and repent. No good thing can come from our flesh. We need to ask for mercy. We need to purpose in our heart every day to follow the Lord and obey him. So it is repentance time. Let's repent before the Lord. Karen is going to play a song that you know, when I grew up, I used to play that song. And it's not going to be my portion. The song she's going to play in a minute is called Almost Persuaded. Some people are almost persuaded, but they get right there. You call them up, you say, you know, brother, you need to be saved. Sister, you need to be saved. And they go like, yeah, but I ain't ready. When you going to be ready? That now is the time for salvation. When it's presented to you, it's time right then. We don't have time to wait around. And you know what? King Agrippa was almost persuaded. He wasn't fully persuaded. He was almost. He died. And you know when you die, when you almost persuaded, you know where you're going. You got to be fully persuaded in the Lord. You got to be fully persuaded. You got to confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead on the third day, and that he lives forever. You got to believe. Some people say, oh, no, I don't believe this. They believe part of the Bible. I don't believe that. I don't believe. Oh, yes, the word of God is true. So listen to this song that Karen Tell from Houston is going to play, Almost Persuaded. And don't be almost persuaded. Be fully persuaded and obey God. Amen. Go ahead, Karen. Karen, you there? Okay, she may have stepped away from the phone for a minute.
I'm here. Sorry about that. You ready for my second song?
Yes, Almost Persuaded.
Okay. All right. Ladies. Thank you.
persuaded. You know, some people are almost persuaded. They don't fully come to the knowledge of the truth. But we can't be almost persuaded. We got to be fully persuaded. The song says you're almost persuaded. No, no, no. We got to come all the way in. We can't keep one foot over the fence and one foot in the church. No, we got to come all the way. There's a song that says all the way with Jesus. Almost persuaded, now to believe, almost persuaded Christ to receive. Seems now some soul to say, go spirit, go thy way. Some more convenient day on thee I'll call. When is a convenient day to call on the Lord? Every day. Every day is a convenient day. So we got to come closer to the Most High. He's waiting with open arms. So today we're honoring senior citizens. We honor our seniors, our gray-headed people today. We are so grateful for our senior citizens. So we honor them this morning. We honor them for their faith and trust in God. We thank God for their strength, the strength that he put in the senior citizens. We thank God for their physical, spiritual, emotional, and mental strength. We thank God for their health. We decree and declare excellent health is their portion. We decree and declare protection and safety is their portion. So as I pray for the senior citizens this morning, remember those senior citizens that you know and say a prayer for them. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for the senior citizens in America, in Asia, in Europe, in Australia, in South America, North America, every continent, Lord God, Africa. We pray for the senior citizens all over the world, that they would not be almost persuaded, but they would come fully to you, fully persuaded, Lord God, and that they would give their lives to you and spend the rest of their days honoring, reverencing you, O God. And so, Father, we pray a hedge of protection around the senior citizens, O God. Father, you love them, and you have made a way where there's seemingly no way. Many senior citizens have gone through many afflictions, many trials, many tribulations, but through your grace, through your mercy, they have made it thus far. Not on their own, O God, but through you, all merciful, all knowing Father. So, Father, we thank you this morning for the senior citizens. We thank you for what you're doing in their lives and what you're going to do. And, Father, I decree and declare their testimony will be, Lord, I run into your presence. Lord, I thirst for you. Lord, I hunger for you. And I thank you, Lord God, that they will be faithful to you. So we pray for salvation today for the senior citizens. We pray for salvation today for the world. But, Lord, mostly today for the senior citizens, those who are hoary-headed, those who have not called on your name yet. I'm sorry, would you mute your phone? Someone's speaking while we're talking. Thank you so much. So, Father, we just thank you right now for what you're doing and what you're going to do for our senior citizens. So let's begin to praise God this morning with the joyful songs of praise. We have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us this morning from Paducah, Kentucky, the mighty great woman pastor who is the pastor of Macedonian Baptist Church, and we are thanking God for her. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning, Donna.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing awesome. How's your mom?
Mama's not doing so well, but she's still in the hands of the Lord.
Amen.
Yes,
well, we will continue to pray for
you. Thank you. Last night we went to a birthday party of Mr. James Jackson. He's 95 today. So his family had a birthday party for him last night. It was so nice. But he is the nicest man. He still drives. As a matter of fact, 2 weeks ago he came to my mom's house to check on her. He still goes to Sunday school every Sunday morning. He's in morning worship every Sunday. He drives anywhere he wants to go, and he is a wonderful electrician. He's still working.
Amen. That's a blessing.
95 years old.
What a blessing. God does give longevity. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm going to sing In Times Like These. We really do need a Savior. We're getting ready to go to a funeral of a young lady who's in her, well, I guess she's in her 40s, young lady, a mother of three, passed away. We've just had so many young people who, we've had so many people here in Paducah who are just leaving. We need to wake up. We need to wake up and see that time is winding up. But the Kelly family needs our prayers. The Hollis family needs our prayers. We just need prayer here in Paducah.
Amen, amen. Well, we'll lift up the United States of America and the world before we hang up.
Please,
all right, we're ready
please.
For you to sing this morning. Hallelujah.
All right. Yes, ma'am. In times like these, we need a Savior. In times like these, we need an anchor. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. He's the one. This rock is Jesus. The only one. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. In times like these, we need the Bible. In times like these, be not idle, be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. He's the one. This rock is Jesus. The only one. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor and grip the solid rock. In times like these, we have a Savior. In times like these, we have an anchor. I'm very sure. I'm very sure my anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. He's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. I'm very sure. I'm very sure. My anchor holds. My anchor holds. My anchor holds and grips
the solid, the solid rock. Amen.
Amen. Woo, that was awesome. That was so beautiful. That's one of those songs that we used to sing when I was a child growing up. In times like these, can't you see the times that we're living in? Times like these, re-revelations. Father God is on his way back, but he's staying away. He's giving us mercy right now because so many people have not been saved. And his desire is that everybody be saved. He's so merciful and so loving. Now, he's that solid rock. You know, in times like these, people are being murdered every day all around us. Catastrophes happening. You hear about tornadoes and hurricanes and tsunamis and all kind of things, earthquakes going on in the world today. Every day when you turn on the news or read the newspaper, it's sad news. But pick up the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The good news will tell you that Jesus is Lord and that there is hope and that we need a Savior in times like these. Well, we got to hold on to that anchor, Jesus, that rock, Jesus. Well, I thank God for you, Pastor Donna. That was awesome. And, Lord, I just lift up Pastor Donna's mother. You promised to go with us to the ends of the earth. And, Father, I thank you for being her physician. Touch Donna's mother's body, Lord God. Sister Newsom, you know her, Lord God. You birthed her into this world. You birthed Pastor Donna through her. And, Lord, I thank you for the purpose that you put in Mother Newsom, Lord God. Lord, she has done great things in the kingdom of God. And so, Father, even as she lay on her bed of affliction, you are right there. You promised never to leave her, never to forsake her. Lord, you don't love us as groups. You love us as individuals. Your thoughts of individuals is more than the grains of sand. So we thank you, Lord God, for her strength and her help. Oh, touch her body, every place she needs healing, heal, remove infection, inflammation. Oh, God, make her aware that you are there with her. And we thank you for providing health for her during this time, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for her family who surrounds her with prayers and love and are there doing things for her, showing their love for her. So we bless and honor you. We thank you, Lord God, for Mother Newsom. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we have Jackie Travis on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. She is the cousin of Pastor Donna Hawkins. Jackie used to, I think she was born in Paducah. Good morning, Jackie.
Hey, Sister D. Hold on, Mr. Jordan. Hold on. Let's give me the key. I'm sorry, darling. Good morning. Well, I was born in Lexington, Kentucky.
Oh, wow. I've been there.
Yeah, Lexington. I was born in Lexington.
Oh, wow.
And Aunt Valerie and them came up. Aunt Valerie, Donna. Was Aunt Valerie and Corrine. Aunt Valerie. Some of my brothers, they said they came up when I was being born. And Mama was in the hospital. When they came, Mama was in the hospital having me.
Wow.
So that was great. Aunt Valerie, I wish I was able to take care of her. Every day I pray and pray. But you know how I think about those super citizens. I get so mad and fired up. So I said, Lord, let me just remain calm. So I try to remain calm. I love my auntie. I've been praying for her every day. I'm glad to see my cousin Donald doing okay and everything, and it's all going well. So I'll be able to go there shortly, or soon, hopefully.
Amen,
So, was it Senior Citizens Day?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Some glad morning, when this life is over, I'm going to fly away. I'm going to fly away to a land where joy should never end. I'm going to fly away. I'm going to fly away. I'm going to fly away
Ever since I found Christ, there's been something in my life makes me feel like flying away to be at rest. Sometimes I get lonely in the morning when I rise. Something moves before my eye, makes me feel like flying away. Oh, it makes me feel like flying away, makes me feel like flying away to be at rest. Just a few more weary days is in, Lord, I'm going to fly away. Bethel, I'm going to fly away. Well, Jesus said we all have to die. Hallelujah, by and by. Oh, and I'm going to fly away. And I'm going to fly away. Oh, and every since I found Christ, woo, there's been something in my life makes me feel like flying away to be at rest. Sometimes I get lonely, but in the morning when I rise, something moves before my eyes, makes me feel like flying away, makes me feel like flying away, makes me feel like flying away to be at rest. Amen.
Amen, amen. Some glad morning, I'm going to fly away and be at rest. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. Yes, one day we all going to fly away. But where are we going when we fly? Some of us going up. I pray all of us go up, that we will meet each other in glory land. And we'll say, yeah, we made it! Hallelujah! We'll be so happy. We'll be shouting and praising the Lord and happy to see each other. We made it, Lord. We made it. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we've had in times like these, someday we're going to fly away from here. And Evangelist Stacy Holman from Jacksonville is on with us this morning. Good morning, Evangelist Stacy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Amen, amen. And we're doing great over here. You in Jacksonville, too. So she, Evangelist Stacy is married. She has three beautiful children. I saw a picture of her son on the Internet recently on Facebook. Handsome guy and beautiful daughters. And they can sing. Woo, hallelujah. What are you going to sing this morning, Evangelist Stacy?
Nobody Greater.
Oh, my God. Go right ahead.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I look high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody's greater, nobody's greater, nobody's greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I look high and low, still can't find nobody. Nobody's greater, nobody's greater, nobody's greater than you. Your name is above all names. You're worthy of all my praise. Mighty are the works of your hand. Mighty are the works of your hand. Your name is above all names. You're worthy of all my praise. Hallelujah. Mighty are the works of your hand. Hallelujah. Mighty are the works of your hand. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I look high and low, still can't find nobody. Nobody's greater, nobody's greater, nobody's greater than you. Nobody, nobody's greater, nobody's greater, nobody's greater than you. Your name is above all names. You're worthy of all my praise. Hallelujah. Mighty are the works of your hand. Mighty are the works of your hand. Hallelujah. Mighty are the works of your hands. Your name is above all names. You're worthy of all my praise. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I look high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody's greater, nobody's greater, nobody's greater than you. Nobody, nobody's greater, nobody's greater, nobody's greater than you. Nobody, nobody, nobody's greater, nobody's greater, nobody's greater than you. Hallelujah, nobody's greater, hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Nobody's greater than our God. Nobody's holier than our God. In times like these, we need a Savior. Some glad morning when we fly away, we're going to be at rest with God. And nobody's greater than our God. Well, you know, we are very fortunate this morning. We give a shout out to our brother in Japan. He's in Tokyo, Japan. His name is James Fields, and he is a great musician. I grew up partly in, I lived in Kalamazoo, Michigan, where he's from. His mother was like a mom to me when I was young and in my 20s. And so we all used to go to the same church together. So we give a shout out to James Fields. He is in Tokyo, Japan, listening right now by internet. And he is a great musician. One day we're going to ask him, invite him to come on and play some music for us. Oh, his mother, I tell you what, she's a great cook, and I haven't talked to her in a while, but whenever I call her, she's older than me. She's in her 80s now. She used to always say, oh, Karifa, she always remembered my voice. She was so precious, and his sister is an intercessor. Oh, my God, his sister Sandra. I said, Sandra, I need prayer today, baby. She going to pray by the Spirit of the Lord. So I thank God for James Fields. We give you another shout-out. We're so happy you're on with us, James. All right, one of these days we're going to have to get you to come on and sing. Well, we have probably other people on with us from all over the world on internet, but we are so grateful. So this morning we are about to have our speaker from she is from New Orleans, Louisiana. But before that, someone else pressed 1 here, 1-619-904. Did you want to say something? 904-619. Did you want to say something? You press 1. All right. All right, we were just checking. I know you said you didn't want to talk, but we're checking if you want to speak, say something. All righty. Well, as I said, our speaker today is from New Orleans, Louisiana, where I used to live. I lived there longer than I lived anywhere. I've lived several places, Kalamazoo, Michigan, but it was so cold. I'm like, Lord, get me out of this here freezing place. So I moved to New Orleans from Kalamazoo. And our speaker today is a lady of God that I met there. And she is an evangelist. She teaches the word. She lives in a senior citizens building there. She teaches the word of God to a group called Positive Confession, men and women that, you know, come to learn about the word of God. She sometimes goes to churches. She is a musician. This woman of God can play the piano very well. She plays the songs of praise unto God. And as I said, she's from New Orleans. Her name is Gloria Dean Charlow. Well, good morning, Gloria Dean. How are you?
Good morning. Feeling good. Can you hear me well?
Very well.
Okay. I'm doing good and enjoyed all the songs in times like these and all the other beautiful songs I enjoyed. And, you know, we need these songs. These songs really help us. And everything that we have to do for the Lord, these songs really help us. And we thank God for that. Praise the Lord. But I'm just happy to be here to give the Word of God what He's given to me, you know. And I thank God, because if it wasn't for the Holy Spirit, we would even hear from God, you know, and we receive Him into our lives, the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost, as you say. We hear from God. He ministers to us.
Yes.
And we thank God for that. So I thank God for you, my sister Carita, because you know what? Having us and different ones on to bring forth the Word of God, which is so important for us today, you know. And it's really important. As I was ministering to a couple that they love one another, maybe they want to be married to one another, but they have to learn to get along, even in a relationship that they're in now. But I told them all through the time, constantly with them, you have to have Christ in your life. You have to know Him. You have to go to church, go to the Bible studies, go to the prayer meetings, under a pastor where you can be taught. You have to get Christ in your life. You can't live that old way. You can't go into a relationship, a new relationship with a lot of baggage. You got to let all that baggage go. You got to say, like Paul, count it all as dung. Count it all as dung. You can't go into another relationship with all that baggage. Praise God. I don't know. You know, I didn't mean to say all of this before what I have to really say about God. But this came for because someone needs to hear this out there. If you're getting ready to go into a new relationship or you're in a new relationship, you have to have faith in one another. You have to trust in one another. But you can't do it if you don't have Christ in your life. You have to know Him. You have to know the Lord for the pardons of all of your sins and everything. We have to have Christ in our lives. We have to know about Him and how He loves us. We need Him. So if you're going to a new relationship and you're in a new relationship, remember, drop all that baggage. Don't do it. All the stuff that happened in other relationships, drop it. It's garbage. Let it go. Let that baggage go. Let it go. This is a new relationship. Praise God. God loves you, and I love you, but this is the lesson for today. But you know what? Somebody had to hear that today. I don't know who it is, but God is bringing forth that word today before I could even say what I have to say for today. But you know what? I'm not going to stop the Holy Spirit. I'm going to let the Holy Spirit have His way. Holy Spirit, have your way. Halalakoya, have your way. Because I'm speaking for you, Father God, what you have to tell your people, Father. Thank you, Father, for your Spirit being in us and being obedient to your Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for those loved ones that's out there coming together, newlyweds and new relationships, good relationships. Get to know God. Get to know God. Know who He is. Know who He is. God is love. Learn love. Praise God. God bless you today. Praise God. Well, I want to talk. This is what I want to talk about. It says that God loves Himself. You ever heard that expression? God loves Himself. I thought God loves Himself. You know what? If God did not love Himself, we would not be here today. If God did not love Himself, that blood would never have been shed. Hallelujah. Because God is who? He's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. He's all three one, all in one. Praise God. So when He was born, if you know back when He was first born, He came back. They called Him Emmanuel when He came into the world. Emmanuel means God with us. So He's been with us from the beginning. Although He sent His Son. But that's Him. He sent His Son, Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That is saying believing in God. Believing in God because they're all one, the same. He's all. He's all in all. Praise God. And if we, you know what Galatians 2:20 says, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ living in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. And look at what it says, who loved me and gave Himself for me. He gave Himself for us. He gave Himself for us. Praise God. Let's look and see what it says in Ephesians 5:1-2. Let's see what it says. Ephesians 5, 1 and 2. It says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also had loved us and had given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling Savior. Praise God. He gave of himself, it says right here, and walked in love as Christ, because you know Christ, the Son, that's him too, also had loved us and had given himself. When Jesus Christ gave himself on that cross, that was God himself giving himself. He came and walked and dwelt among us. Praise God. Thank God for the shedding of blood. Without that shedding of blood, we would not be able to say, Father, forgive us of our sins. But he gave of himself. Why? He loved himself. If he didn't love himself, guess what? He would never have been able to do this. Praise God. Let's look at Matthew 22. Let's go to Matthew 22. It talks about the love. You know, it's two commandments that he gave, two great commandments that he gave, that's going to bring us into who he is, how we have to be. If we are crucified with Christ Jesus, we are like God wants us to be. So therefore, it says here about the commandments in 22nd chapter of Matthew, in verses, I'll start with 34. Or either the lawyer. But when the Pharisees had heard, it started with verse 34, but when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him, and saying, Master, which is the great commandments in the law? And Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Praise God. Love thy neighbor as thyself. If you don't love your neighbor, how can you do anything? Let's look at, let's turn to 1 John 3:16 tells us that, that was Ephesians, 1 John 3:16. He says, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. If you looked at the commandments, you love, you have to what? You have to love God first, and then you have to love your neighbor as you love yourself. But if you don't love yourself, how can you do anything for your neighbor or anybody else? You have got to love yourself. Love yourself, and you can lay down your life. You can. And the next scripture says in 1 John, it says that, but whoso had the, they say, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso had this world's good and seed his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? God, the love of God is not in us. We have to go by the great commandments. That's why God gave us these commandments. He loves himself. God loves himself. And because of him loving himself, he's trying to teach us how to love. He's, you know, when I was at, well, I'm going a little fast because I don't have much time. But I remember my it was in the 50s. I was in my early 20s. A voice came to me, an audible voice came to my ear, woke me up and said, hearken, the first thing to learn is love. The first thing to learn is love. And all these years I've been going about, I'll be 8 in June, and all around I've been studying about, learning about love. But each time I'm learning, reading about it, perfect love casts out all fear. So, you know, learn about love. But each time during these years, he couldn't learn everything. When God gives you something, he's not going to tell you all about it. Every, maybe a few years, he'll give you something about it. Few years later, he'll give you something else. I've been learning more about love because he said the first thing to learn is love because he is love. So, therefore, we have to learn to love ourselves. But God, some time ago, opened up to me about these two great commandments, loving one another. And now what is he saying to me today? So this tells me, look, we're coming close to the end now. We're always talking about the end. We're coming close to the end. Hallelujah. God is trying to get us to love ourselves in order to love others. We have to love ourselves in order to love others. If God did not love himself, we would not be able to be saved today. Forgive, repent, and forgive. Because the main thing in our lives is repentance and forgiveness. You know, so God is trying to get him like him, to be like God, to have the mind of Christ, to be like him. We want to be like him. You know, a lot of that song said, to be like Jesus. All I want is to be like Jesus, being like Jesus, being like God himself. He's teaching us this part. Jesus is coming back. The main thing about this subject is God loves himself. And therefore, he gave up himself. We have to be the same way. We have to love ourselves before we can love our neighbor. That's what it's all about. We have to love one another. We have to get right now. We're saying the end is coming. But wait, what are we doing? Like the five wise virgins, are you keeping that oil in your lamp? Are you keeping that word in you? Are you getting the love of God in you? Hallelujah. Are you practicing that word of God? Are you praying that you want that love? Are you acting like you have that love for one another? Are you talking to one another any kind of way? No. That's not the love of God. Love yourself. If you love yourself, you're going to learn how to talk to one another. Love working no ill feelings toward his neighbor, the Bible says. Love working no ill feelings toward his neighbor. We have to love ourselves. If we come to the point of loving ourselves, we go treat others like ourselves. What they need, what we need, we're going to give it to them if we have it. Praise God. So today, God is saying to us, God loves himself. God loves himself. If he didn't love himself, we would not be able to ask forgiveness of our sins. And because of the shedding of blood, that's telling us now, this month of Easter month, and all these things was going on with God. He went to the cross. Jesus went to the cross. That was God giving him himself. He sent his son. That was him coming in the flesh. On that cross, he died for us. Why? Because he loved himself and he gave of himself. He loved us so much that he came in the flesh. So God bless you today. And remember, seek after the love of God. The first thing we learn is what? Love. When he spoke to me, he said, hearken, listen. The first thing to learn is love, love, love. Praise God. Love is God, and God is love. That's the definition that I only can tell. So we thank God for today. I thank God that you touch all of us, God, that we will love one another, that we remember the great two greatest commandments. Love the Lord thy God with all our heart, soul, mind, and love one and love ourselves. Love your neighbor. Love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And we have to receive that love. God, let us learn about love. Let us learn all we have to learn about love. Let us know about love in these last days, God. In these last days, God, let us learn about love. Love, love, love. Because love lifted us up. Remember, God loves himself. If it wasn't for him loving himself, no blood would have been shed for us. But praise God for the blood of Jesus and the love of God. So God bless you today. I love you. And God bless them all out there, God. That they learn of you in the pardons of all of their sins, God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. We love you, too. We are so grateful for that message. God loves himself. Hallelujah. Or, you know, what a word on Senior Citizens Day. God loves himself. And you know what? He commands. He didn't say if you want to. He said you can love me sometime. He said no, no, no. In Deuteronomy 5, he said that we are to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and to love each other like we love ourselves. And unless we love God, we can't even love ourselves. We don't know how. We don't even know how. God teaches us how to love ourselves and how to love each other. Isn't that awesome? He's a great teacher. He's the master teacher. Well, we're grateful to you, Glory Dean Charlotte, for that message. God loves himself. And she gave the word to back it up. She gave scriptures to back those words up. So we're so grateful for the word that went forth about how God loves himself. He is eternal in the heavens and in the earth. He loves us too. He loves himself. And, you know, before we can love each other, we got to love ourselves. First God, then ourselves, and then each other in that order. We can't love nobody else unless we love God, because that's where love comes from. God teaches us. He shows us how to love. We don't know how to do it on our own. God is love.
Amen.
He is love. So we're so grateful for that message. It's a powerful message about how God loves himself. Isn't that awesome? That's how he can love us, because he loves himself. He's so awesome and so powerful. Well, I want to tell you, if anyone on here needs salvation today, press 1. God is in the saving business. And you know, it's so simple. He said, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that Jesus is, he raised Jesus up on the third day, you will be saved. Read it for yourself. Romans 10, 9 and 10. Read it. The word is true. I thank God for the word, because you know the word is what we need. The word cleanses us. When you pick up the Bible and you read, you're going to get cleansed. You're going to get cleansing from the word. So I thank God that he loves himself. Now, you know what? God don't want us to move backward. He wants us to move forward. No more backslide. No time like the present to turn around and move ahead to God. Move ahead with God. He has been patiently waiting for your return from the mud life to a life of cleansing, to a life where you could be washed in the blood, a life of consecration, a life that has been cleansed by the blood. Now, you know, we've been in the muck and the mire of life. Yeah, you know, we sin. I told you, I sin sitting on the bench. Sitting on the bench out there boogieing with the devil. Yep, out there looking for love in all the wrong places. Been there, done that, sliding in the mud. But it's time to run like never before. Run from the devil. Run into the presence of the Most High God. There's safety in the presence of God. There's healing in the presence of God. Your body needs healing? Get in his presence. You need protection? Get in his presence. Whatever you need is in the presence of the Lord. Well, it is prayer time on Bible Storyland. And we're going to be praying this morning for several people. We have this morning Bishop David Bryan on with us. He lives in D-Land, Florida. He has a prayer line come on Friday night. Bishop, don't be mad at me because I ain't coming on Friday nights. I apologize. How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm just happy that you're on with us. From D-Land, Florida, mighty man of God. We hope you're feeling better. We're going to be praying for you this morning.
I'm blessed. How are you, Sister G?
I'm doing good. How was prayer time last night?
It was a blessing. God for all of the things that we're praying. We're praying for all of you and Pastor Donna Hawkins, and we're praying for Pastor Donna Hawkins and her family, and Sister Stacy and her family, and Sister G and Brother David, and all the people that we've met on By the Storyland. We want you to know we're praying for y'all on Friday night. We love you.
We love you too, Bishop. Thank you so much for being on. Well, it's prayer time, as I said before, and we're going to be praying for Pastor Donna Hawkins and even our friend James Fields. We're going to be praying for him. He's in Tokyo, Japan. He's from Kalamazoo, Michigan, but he and his wife now live in Tokyo, Japan. He's listening through Internet, and we are so happy he's on with us. So we're going to start praying now. Press 1 if you have a prayer request. Going to pray for you too, Bishop. We got you.
Hey, amen, Sister G.
Yes.
She's in the hospital. Pray for her.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Who?
My cousin Pearl. She's in the hospital.
Okay, Pearl, all right.
Yeah, Pearl. We've been praying for her before, but she's in the hospital. She's not wanting to eat. She's fighting. They put her on dialysis. But just be praying for her and my sister Pam, and also pray for me and my family. And we're still praying for that new job and the slow transition. Amen. We're supposed to walk about. Amen.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I thank God for you, new job, and your sister Pearl and your family, your husband, children. All right, anybody else? Prayer request. You know we got
sister
you.
G, this is Jackie.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying to get prayer requests in for Miss Henry. She lost her brother. She's going to New York, on the way to New York, now on the train. She's going to be praying. She's going to be preaching his funeral Monday. So pray for Miss Henry to, you know, just be strong and have strength, because that's a long trip for a 94-year-old lady.
What,
and everything. Pray for
now?
She's 93. I'm sorry. 94 in July. 93. And she's still going and everything. I wanted to go with her, but that was just too much to leave today. I mean, you know, to go with her. But anyway, yeah, pray for Miss Henry, that she be stronger and all, and pray for my family and my aunt, you know, my aunt, and all of my patients and all, and everything, my patients. Pray for my family to become closer and everyone. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you. Any more prayer requests? Press 1. You don't press 1, I won't know that you are needing prayer.
So, do you pray for my aunt Bonnie?
Okay.
Bonnie G. Thank you.
All right, Aunt Bonnie. Anybody else? Prayer request. Press 1 if you desire prayer. All right. Well, look like we have all the prayer requests so far this morning. So I'm going to begin to pray. Glory Dean, would you pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins, her mother, who's in the hospital, Mother Hawkins, Mother Newsom, Macedonia Baptist Church, and the Hawkins family?
Okay. Father God, we just want to thank you for this day. Truly, Father God, you are a healing God. We thank you, Lord, for the ones that's in the hospital right now, for our sister and her family. We pray for her family, God, that you touch in a mighty way. We ask you, God, to go into the hospital now, God. Touch right now. Touch wherever they are, God. You know, Jesus Christ paid the price on the cross. So we know by the stripes of Jesus Christ, God, that they are healed. They are healed. And we thank you, Father God, for the healing right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord, for the shedding of the blood. Oh, God, we thank you for God loving himself, God. By him loving himself, God, he gave his life for us, God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for healing, the healing virtues, going through peace and joy, everything that goes with it, Father. We thank you and love you today. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Praise God.
Amen, amen. Well, Father, we come before your throne room. We're thanking you today, Lord God, for Jackie Travis and her family. We thank you, Lord God, for her aunt, Mother Newsom. You know about her, Lord God. You know that she's on her bed of affliction because nothing is secret. Nothing is hidden from you, oh God. And so, Father God, we thank you for a closer walk with you, for the Hawkins family, for the Travis family, Lord God. And, Lord, I lift up her patients, her senior citizens that she work with on a daily basis, that she take care of, Lord God. Strengthen them, oh God. And, Father, I thank you, Lord God, for Mother Henry, who is now 93 years old plus, who's still on the battlefield praising you, Lord God. And, Lord, you know about her brother. You know that she lost her brother, but he's not lost to you, oh God. And, Lord, strengthen her body, even as she take that train ride at 93 years old. And you know, Father God, what she can bear. But, Lord, I thank you. Because of you, she is strong. Because of you, she has strengthened her body. And, Lord, even a few months ago as I saw her, she could still reach down and touch her toes. Oh, God, you have strengthened her, even in her old age, oh, God. And so, Father, we are thanking you as she began to prepare for his home going. I thank you for the words that you will put in her mouth, the strength, oh God, to funeralize her brother. You are an awesome king and you are a mighty God. And there's nothing too hard for you. And I know that through you we can do all things, oh God. And Father, I lift up my brother in Tokyo, Japan, James Fields, oh God. And Father, he is requesting more jobs. He has some jobs already. He's a musician. And you know the plans that you have for him, good plans, to bring him to his expected end. And, Lord, I just thank you for his wife. I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in her, in him. And, Lord, you know you are in Tokyo, Japan. You're all over in every continent. There's no place that you are not. You're able to hear our requests even before we call you. So, Father, we are thanking you for his safety, for his protection. And, Lord, you know they had a huge tsunami a few years ago, but you protected him in the midst of all of the chaos, in the midst of everything, even through the toxins. You looked after him. You shielded he and his wife, and you protected them. Oh, God, so no harm came nigh their dwelling. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, I lift up his mother, Martha Gonda, my good friend who's like a mom to me, oh, God, who lives in Kalamazoo, Michigan. And I thank you, oh, God, for what you're doing in her. I thank you for your keeping power, keeping her and her husband and her children and her grandchildren and her great-grands and even those to be born, the family unit, and his sister, Sandra Houston, Lord God. Bless the family, oh, God. And so, Father, we thank you for this great man of God, James Fields, your musician, oh, God. I thank you for him playing songs of praise and honor unto you, oh God. So we bless and honor you. And Lord, we lift up our president, President Obama, Barack Obama, and Lady Michelle, and their two children, Sasha and Malia. And Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over them. We thank you that no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for their safety and protection as they go out, as they come in. And, Lord, if they're not saved, we ask you for salvation and higher heights and deeper depths, oh, God. You know the great plans you have for President Obama and Lady Michelle. And even as she go visiting schools, oh, God, surprising them and teaching them about eating healthy and helping them to plant things in the earth again, oh, God, I thank you for the teaching that she's doing. I thank you for her stand for our children being healthy, oh, God. And we thank you for the children of this world, in every continent, North America, South America, Europe, Asia, Antarctica. Oh, God, we thank you for the children in Africa, in South America, every continent, Lord God. We ask you, Father God, to feed them every time we eat supernaturally, oh, God. Father, clean water for the children, healthy food for the children, that they won't have to scrape and scrap. And, Lord, many children have distended stomachs because they have no food to eat, haven't eaten in months, but you are sustaining them. What a great God you are. Many of them have to drink water that's full of toxins and full of germs and diseases. They have no other way. And, Lord, we here in America sometimes are not grateful for what you do for us. Forgive us for any ungrateful spirit, O God. And, Father, I lift up Bishop David Bryant, your servant, the mighty man of God who lives in G-Land, Florida. You know, Lord God, that he has been sick, O God. But, Lord, you're the great physician. You're his healer. There's no God greater than you, Lord God. You are the ones who made the doctors. You are the one who guide their hands through healing. Oh, God, they have no healing power. You are the great physician, oh, God. Save every doctor in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for doctors who are already saved, who pray for their patients, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, who lift them up before you. And so we pray for the doctors of this world, oh, God, that they would know, oh, God, you in the pardon of their sins. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for Bible Storyland today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for every family represented here, those by internet, those, Lord God, through whatever means they listen, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing and all that you're about to do for each one of us. We bless you today. We honor you. I thank you, Lord God, for Minister Stacy, Evangelist Stacy, for her sister Pearl. Lord, she's been back and forth in the hospital. We cut that off at the root. We decree and declare excellent health, strength for her body, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for a turnaround in her health, Father. And we pray for her Aunt Bonnie, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We thank you for Bishop David Bryan's health, strength, meeting every need, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that he's still on the battlefield, singing praise and honoring you, praying, interceding for the body of Christ, strengthening, Lord. And so, Father, we thank you for a new job for Evangelist Stacy Holman, Lord God. And, Father, we thank you for the children, the senior citizens, the families for Bible Storyland who are connected to this ministry, Lord God. We praise you. We honor you. We thank you for what you're doing in all of us. We lift up each and every person that's on the line live right now, those their family members, their neighbors. Oh, God, we lift up every city throughout our nation, throughout the world, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, and Father, we thank you that you love the children of the world, and you are calling them to be saved, oh, God. And so, Father, we thank you that our children shall be saved at an early age, and great shall be their peace. We thank you for the senior citizens, Lord God. We lift up, oh, God, Miss Lou Dell, and we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus for what you're doing in her family. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus for the times that she come on, oh, God, with us. We thank you for the times, oh, God, where she comes on and sings songs of praise and give you glory and honor. And, Lord, you know that she's now 94 years old, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for longevity. We thank you for excellent strength. We thank you that she has the health and a good mind, oh, God, a strong woman of God, oh, God, who's still on the battlefield singing old tunes, old hymns to you, oh, God. So, Father, as we're about to close on Bible Storyland, we thank you for what you've done this morning. We give you glory. We give you praise, oh, God, because you are wonderful. You eternal in the heavens, eternal in the earth, and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, does anyone have anything they want to share this morning before we close out?
Oh, God bless America.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Karen. God bless America, the land of the free, the home of the brave. Hallelujah. Anybody else? All right, well, I thank God for each of you coming on. You already know God loves you with all of his heart, soul, and strength. He's keeping us morning, noon, and night. Now, he's asking not only, you know what love to God is? Some people think, oh, yeah, my heart just loves God. Yeah, that's good. But guess what? True love is obedience. When you love God, you're going to obey him. Whatever he tells you to do, you're going to do it. When you hear his voice, he said, listen, I want you to do it. Do it. When you pick up his word and read it, do what it says. We're living in vain if we're not going to be obedient to God. So love him with all your heart, soul, and strength. That means obey him. Do what he tells you to do. He's the lover of our souls. So next week it will be Family Day on Bible Storyland. We will be honoring families. So don't miss Family Day. We look forward to hearing from you on Family Day. So I pray that you have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Don't forget, praise the Lord our God, because he loves you with all of his heart, soul, and strength, and return the love to him. I love each of you, but you already know God loves you more than I have the capacity to. I love you very much. Talk to you next week.